Hey, welcome to I'm That Mom, the podcast about motherhood without the pressure of perfection. My name is Katie. I'm a self-taught entrepreneur who started my baby company while pregnant and grew it to an eight-figure business as a single mom of three. Join us as we discuss the fun, funny, and messy parts of motherhood. We're certainly not experts. We're just here to support all the moms, and hopefully, collectively, we don't completely f*** it up. Whether you're anticipating the arrival of your first bundle of joy or juggling the demands of multiple little ones, it's time to embrace the roller coaster ride of expanding your family. Remember those expectations you had? Well, prepare for them to be shattered faster than you can say diaper duty. We're diving into the raw and sometimes downright comical realities of growing your family. So grab your go-to mug or pour yourself a well-deserved glass of wine. We're all in this together. Settle in and let's chat about the exhilarating and exhausting journey of family growth. I'm so excited. I am here with Emily today. She is our senior product designer at Caden Lane, and she's been with me for what, 7 years now?
Almost 7 years.
But the most exciting part is that she's actually sitting here 39 weeks pregnant with a big old belly and me secretly hoping that she goes into labor while we're here because I have dreamt of driving somebody to the hospital. I want your like full on water to break. We've got a bed in our photo room. I'm pretty sure I could deliver the baby at this point.
I don't know about that.
No hope. You're no faith in me at all. Okay. So I feel like this topic is really relevant for us because it wasn't that long ago that you were thinking about, you know, do I have another child? And you're going to have to come across that same question again. So Wesley, you're first, just turned one in
February.
So if you're doing the math, that's how many months apart?
It'll be 14 months apart.
So you definitely have had yours a little bit closer, but I think that that's good to talk about. I think there's a lot of moms out there that, you know, you have your first baby and you're, you know, loving on this little newborn at home and you get the itch for a baby again. And you, what's the right way to do it? You know, have them 2 years apart, have them back to back. You hear so much about it. I mean, what was your thought process on it?
I was just thinking that, I mean, obviously I got the itch really early and we always thought we'll probably have one back to back, but not that quickly.
And you had a really easy baby. Wesley was like the like perfect baby. So
yep. And it's easy to do that after you have a really easy baby like that too. Because
God gives you two really easy babies. Don't worry.
Yeah. Let's hope so. I've been praying.
Yeah.
But yeah, she slept through the night at 6 weeks old. And I let her. My doctor said she was growing perfectly. So I was like, you know what?
You didn't worry about waking her up or keeping her on schedule or anything. And you did good. You put her in her crib right away, too. I remember.
Yeah. Around 3 months, she was in her crib.
And that is why you were pregnant again.
Yes.
Because baby was not in your room. So if you're listening out there, so yeah, great birth control is having your kids sleep in bed with you.
Yeah, that's true. But also, I don't recommend because it's not great.
So you knew right away that you really, or maybe you didn't not want to have them. Like you were kind of open to, if it happens right away, it's great. I mean, were y'all actively trying?
No. So we knew that we wanted them close, but we didn't expect it to be that close. We were thinking more like still two under two, but like closer to the 2 year mark.
Okay, so are you worried about going from one and two? Like, what's keeping you up at night? What are you most scared about?
So right now, what's keeping me up is my back pain.
No. Of course no, it is,
I'm
but
kidding.
I mean.
No, but just thinking about having them so close, and my daughter, she doesn't really understand what's going on right now. And so her just adjusting to having a little brother at that age is kind of freaking me out, but
have you gotten her a baby doll? Like, does she play with a baby? And does she know there's a baby in your tummy?
We did get her one for her birthday. and she pokes the eyes.
Oh, that's good. So yeah. She's ready. That's yes. Perfect.
And she has started, like, poking my eyes.
Oh,
and
really?
So I'm nervous. She's
definitely going to go for the baby's eyes. But you'll see. Yeah. And especially with second babies, I feel like they're just so resilient. A couple eye pokes is not the end of the world.
Yeah, he'll be fine.
When my older two are exactly 2 years apart, and I remember, like, worrying about how will I, like, feeling guilty that I can't give enough time to the older one. And then also, am I not giving enough time to the little one, right?
Yes.
Like, because Wesley kind of had your undivided attention. But I think it's an exciting time, too, for her to spend time with her dad while you focus on the baby.
Oh, yeah.
And the best part about two kids is there's two parents. And so there's always somebody to step in, you know, and I think that's kind of where you start to create, like, really solid relationships with each parent, you know, with your kiddos. The one thing I know for sure is that when you have another baby, that your love just expands. Like, you don't, if you only have so much heart or love in your heart, it doesn't divide between two kids. Now it just, like, grows with it. It's the coolest feeling in the whole world. And you can't even imagine it until it happens. And then all of a sudden, it's like your life didn't even exist without Wiley. Aww. In it. That's his name. Her kids' names are Wesley and Wiley. And it is freaking adorable. But here at work, we call him Bobo.
Yep.
Okay, so you have to be honest about this, because we all joke about how many pregnant people are here at work with us. And I always say, like, I get baby fever. And we had a newborn in the office today. And it's how I scratch my baby fever, because I hold the little newborn and love on it, or, you know, get to see your babies. But is it hard working, do you think, in, like, kind of a baby environment? Like, did it make you want babies even more?
I would say slightly. It did take me a while to kind of get to that point. I mean,
that's right. Y'all were married a couple years before
we were
almost
4 years before we started trying or anything. And so, I had been working at Kate and Lane for that long. So
that's, you did really good.
You know,
I think that's great.
Myself.
I think that's awesome. I think more people should hear that. There's so much pressure on us to, like, as soon as you get married to, you know,
have babies
right away. But, you know, you and Sam took the time to go on vacation together, and you bought your first house, and, you know, you established your careers and kind of took that pressure off of you a little bit. I mean, if your daughters came up to you and said, do you think I should get married, you know, or have kids right away? Like, what advice would you give them?
I mean, my mom's always pressuring me to have kids after I got married. But I don't think I would, because I just want them to be themselves and do their own thing. But yeah, I didn't ever feel that pressure. Even
That's
though
awesome.
Everybody after you get married is like, when are you having babies? When are you doing this?
Yes.
Like, everybody has a timeline.
And then you're surrounded by babies at work.
Yes.
There's always pregnant people here.
Yes.
Always. So I admire that. I think you had really good self-control.
Until I had the first baby, and then.
And then you
no
lost
self-control.
All self-control. Yeah. And now. So then remember that.
Yeah.
Because coming from personal experience, going from 1 to 2 is hard. Going from 2 to 3 is mind-blowing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, you literally lose your mind.
No, you'll be fine. So are you going to do anything special for Wesley at the hospital? Like, are you packing her a big sister bag from Wiley? Did you get her a big sister shirt? Are you doing anything at all? She's looking at me with her eyes, like, real big, like, oh, no.
No, actually, I've not thought about that at all. I think just having such a young toddler running around has, like, blown my mind, and I have not thought about any of that.
That's okay. It's good. Are you going to keep her at home, or are you going to bring her to the hospital?
I think I'll have my mom bring her up to the hospital. I would love to have something for her just to, like, make her feel welcome and still loved. But
yeah, but don't put that pressure. Now I feel guilty that I brought it up. I don't think it's a big deal. I mean, I like the idea. I mean, it's not like she's one. She's not going to think her baby brother that came out of your tummy
got her
favorite doll. Yeah. But I do think that it makes them feel good when everyone's kind of, like, all attention is on the newborn.
Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of that one-on-one moment with you and the baby to say, look, we got you a little surprise, even if it is just whatever she
just
most loved.
Yeah.
But gosh, now we're going to have all kinds of people chiming in that you do not need to buy gifts for your older kids at the hospital.
No, and there's so many reels right now that are like, how to introduce your oldest sibling to the youngest
one.
Oh,
what does it say?
And
which one's?
Like, it does something like giving a gift.
Yeah.
Just to make them feel
I feel like there's
too.
A trend even of like not even introducing them until mom comes home with the baby.
Yeah. I've seen that too.
Right? Especially on TikTok. I've seen a lot of videos of kind of like the toddler climbing up on the couch.
Yes.
First time home. And I can understand that because then you're not in a hospital. You're worried about them touching all the walls.
Yes.
And like
licking
the floors and climbing up on your little bed as it is. And so it's kind of nice that, you know, to come home and have that moment, especially if you this is your second baby, you might be out of the hospital within 24 hours.
Yeah.
So which would be amazing.
Hoping for that.
Yeah. Oh, I'm so excited for you. I think it's awesome. And you know, for everybody that's thinking about, do I have my babies close together or do I have them far apart? You know, I kind of wrote down like a list I feel like are pros and cons, and I'd love to hear your experience, although you're still in the one, almost two.
Yes.
Although you could probably say, I mean, definitely a con of having them less than 2 years apart is teaching a one-year-old how to walk and chasing around a toddler and then having your belly, your...
being huge.
Yes. So, but that's hard no matter what. I mean, maybe it's a little easier if you have a 3 or 4 year-old running around. But a huge pro to having the babies that close is that you're just still living in baby mode.
Mm-hmm.
Everything is diapers. Everything is bottles. Like it's, you can be almost like assembly line and you just, the first couple of years are really hard and then you're totally out of it and you don't have to like revisit it. Whereas if you've got kids further apart, it's like you start to see the light at the end of the tunnel and it gets easier and then you're way back in baby mode.
Well, and honestly, that's what we're like going through right now is she just transitioned out of bottles. So like he'll get her bottles and then same with a car seat. Like she's about to be out of her infant car seat. So we had to get a new one and he'll be in those car seats. So we're recycling right now.
Yeah. No, it's great. It works because everything just kind of goes from one to the other and you're still sleepless, or well, kind of, right? She was a good sleeper, but you're very pregnant, so.
Being pregnant, you don't really sleep that much, but
But no. I think there's something to be said about living in baby mode, and right now you're in it to win it, and so it just feels like your reality, but in a couple of years, you'll be like, oh my God, it was always like mass chaos.
Baby mode, yes.
Yeah, baby mode. And then I think it's really cool that the kids are so close in age and they'll play together. You've got one of each coming. I mean, you could have one of the girls that works with us is having two girls. I think it's nice to have that like built-in buddy a little bit. I was 2 years apart from my sister and still 40 years later, we're not built-in buddies. But I could name all kinds of people that it's worked out for.
Oh, yeah.
And that's pretty cool, especially as they go to school together. You know, my oldest and youngest are 7 years apart. And so I've got one in elementary and one in high school. That's hard. You're going to have yours like back to back, go through elementary at the same time. Everything you're going to be learning for everybody all at once, which is awesome. But the cons on the flip side might be that caring for two requires that constant care and attention. I think you're just it has that constant level of exhaustion.
Oh, yeah.
Because you don't have the break.
Well, and we're kind of going through that right now. She's super clingy because we just started taking her to daycare. And so she is obsessed with, like, clinging on to us. And
yeah.
So I'm really nervous how that's going to...
Are you nervous that she'll associate daycare with brother? And, like, well, so this baby came and now they shipped me off to daycare.
Maybe.
Dun, dun, dun.
I know, right?
No.
No, I am like totally convinced that she knows that I take her to daycare and that it's mom's fault.
And then her dad rescues her.
Yes, of course.
Well, can we not alternate that, Sam? That's not very fair.
I know, right? Well, he'll have to do it, a couple weeks while I'm on maternity leave.
That's right. So, and then she'll know it's not just you. Well, and it, you know, that's a good point, too, about your husband. I do feel like babies close together and living in that baby mode does test your relationship. And I love that you and Sam kind of really established your marriage before. I think you've got a really solid rock, you know, to kind of lean on. But can you imagine if you were brand new, newlywed, still working through your relationship, and then all of a sudden you've got two babies back to back? That's a lot.
It was I don't think I'd be able to do it.
It's hard. Well, women can do anything. I think moms are
when you know,
superheroes.
Too. I'm all about that as well.
Yeah.
But we even dated 4 years before we got engaged. And
I need you to hang out with my daughters and teach them that that's what you do.
They're
date
excited.
Date for a very long time, then be married for a very long time, and then just bust out the grandbabies for me.
Yeah.
That's what I want.
Be on your own timeline.
Yeah. So then let's talk about like the 2 to 4 years apart, which really isn't as much, but probably I'd say 2 years is the most popular choice people make. Wouldn't you agree?
Most of your friends,
it's like their baby turns one and then they kind of think about getting pregnant again. I definitely think that the pros are it helps preserve your sanity a little bit.
A little bit.
Just a tiny bit. And you get more time with each kiddo in the early years, mm-hmm. which is nice. But, gosh, it's so much of a trade-off, one or the other.
Yeah, and I do. I feel really guilty right now just, like, being pregnant and not, like, not necessarily not wanting to around with her as much as I want to. But
you're tired.
It's hard.
And it's hard.
It's really hard.
Bring her to me and I'll play with her.
I will.
My poor Wesley. I can't wait to see her be a big sister. She's going to be such a good big sister, except for the eye poking.
Yeah.
But that's okay.
I'll keep you updated.
Yeah. Okay, so some like random facts I Googled, which I had never heard of, but it actually said that studies have suggested that intervals shorter than 18 months are associated with increased risk to the infant, including preterm birth, low birth weight, and NICU admissions. Have you ever heard that?
I have not personally heard that.
What does that even mean? Is it because, like, your body hasn't fully recovered and the baby just falls out of...
Well, that...
Your baby hasn't fallen out early. He's nice and snug in there.
He is comfy. He is huge, apparently.
No. Okay, so Emily went and got her ultrasound a couple weeks ago.
36 weeks.
And, y'all, she does not look huge. If you could see a picture of her, she has, like, a perfect basketball belly. But the sonographer told her, oh, you're going to have a big baby. And so now she's convinced she's going to birth a toddler.
Yep.
Which I don't think so. But she's ready to have that baby.
At 36 weeks, and she's basically telling me I have an 8-pound baby at 36 weeks.
Then that means he's like 10 pounds now, right? Don't they gain like a pound a week, I think, in those last few weeks?
Like half a pound or something crazy like that.
We all bet on it at work. And I think I said 7 pounds, 12 ounces. I feel like he's going to be right at the normal average
size. If he's
size.
In the 7/8, that is okay with me, as long as it doesn't get over 9 pounds.
No, he's going to be adorable, but he's going to have the big squishy cheeks like his sister did, for sure. But then that same study said, on the flip side, waiting more than 5 years has been associated with increased risk for the mom, which I thought was interesting, including developing preeclampsia. So
that's interesting.
Yeah. So we can't even get this right. Like, talk about pressure on women. Well, if you have them too close together, it might be, affect the baby. And if you have them too far apart, it might affect the mom. So if somebody could just write the manual on when exactly, and even if like planning to have a baby is that easy, like I know almost nobody that was just, I'm ready to get pregnant, and they get pregnant
that. Right away.
Yeah.
No. That just...
That would make our lives easier.
Happen. Yeah.
Yeah. And then you could even like dial it in. Like, this time I'd like a girl. Let her be 7 pounds, 3 ounces. I already have a brown hair baby. Maybe this time I'll have a blue eyed baby. And like, maybe one day. I like the surprise in it all.
I do too.
Okay. So we do all have bets around the office about when you're going into labor, how heavy he's going to be, and how long he's going to be. But what's your gut? When do you think you're going to go into labor?
I'm thinking this week. I'm hoping this week, but hopefully like tomorrow or Thursday.
Did you lay in bed last night and think to yourself, this might be it? Like, did you get a contraction and kind of time it and then it?
Yes. Yeah. Every day I'm like, oh, I really hope
this is the day. Like that one time you get that contraction, you're like, come again in a couple minutes. And then it doesn't.
Yeah. But or you're like, oh, is this my water breaking? Or
did I pee myself a little bit?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's so hard. Are you doing anything? Like, are you Googling any of the tricks, like eating pineapple or walking curbs? Are you doing any of the tricks?
Well, I've kind of like halted some of that just so I can get everything done at work.
Oh, my God. I'm not. Okay. For people listening, I am not making her get stuff done. Technically, last Friday was her last day, and today is bonus. Today's. We're just happy she's here.
No.
And hoping she goes into labor at work so we can rush her to the hospital.
Yeah, no. I've been bouncing on the ball.
Yeah.
Isn't
it like you can eat pineapple?
Right? What is it? Dates.
Oh, dates? Or dates drink castor oil?
Mm-mm. No, thank you.
No, thank you.
There's the raspberry leaf tea.
See, you have been doing them. You know them.
Yes, I do. I have all of this stuff.
Okay, but
that's why I'm dilated. But it's just
she is. She's 3 centimeters. Mm-hmm. She's 3 centimeters dilated. I'm so excited.
Yeah.
Okay, but the only way to really get them out.
Yep.
You got to do the deed. Oh, the same way you put them in there. It's how you get them out.
Got to get them out.
Actually, semen is a natural form of Pitocin. So I'm just saying you could go home and make your husband's day and go into labor in the same. We'll see how bad Emily wants it if she actually goes into labor tonight or not. Right. Isn't that horrible? It literally, the way that you get yourself into this situation is the only way to get yourself out of it.
Yep.
Yeah. So crazy. Well, we are so excited, and this has been so fun. One of my favorite topics, because I come from a big family. I have a big family, and I think it's such a personal choice. I love my friends that I love the whole one and done concept. I think that that's such a cool way to approach life. But I also think that your heart grows and you can have as many babies as, you know, that you'll know. You'll know when you're done. Yeah. And there's no right answer. So I'm excited to see if you're done or if I'm going to have a third niece or nephew.
It'll be a couple years.
Okay, good. Because
sure.
You
yeah,
not 2 next years year. Back to back.
Yeah, no.
All right, so as your family grows, we encourage you to embrace the messy moments, cherish the milestones, and never hesitate to reach out for support when you need it, because we know you're going to need it. So no matter how you choose to space your kiddos out, back-to-back, spaced apart, or even if you choose to have another baby at all, maybe you're one and done. Just know that there's no one way to do it. And as long as you're considering your own circumstances, from finance to relationships, what's most important is love, patience, and the empathy that you can give your children. Don't forget to follow us on all of our social media. We're at Caden Lane on Instagram, TikTok, and everything else. You can check out our brand, of course, at cadenlane.com, and see all the fun things we've been working on. Until next time.